Hey everybody. We all know what day is today. It's 14th of February. It's Valentine's Day. And I know that's a tough day for some of us. Last year I did Single Awareness Day, just a little appreciation audio for all of you. And when I got the audio ready to upload, I realized that the short for Single Awareness Day is SAD, or SAD, which is sad, so I'm not going to do that again this year. This year, I'm going to do Single Celebration Day, SCD. If you know any funny stuff around that, let me know, but it's better than SAD. So why celebrate being single? I'm aware that we all need love and that we all want love. I'm also aware that many of us don't have it from others. And just to be clear here, I'm mostly talking about romantic love. I'm not excluding being loved by your family, be it siblings or parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever, or from your friends, even from your colleagues at work or at university or wherever you're at this point in your life and where your social circle is at, that you find attention and affection and also love from. My point is that, first of all, it's all right to be single. Like, don't let social expectations get to you. If you haven't found the right person to be your partner, that's all right. The second thing that I want to address in this audio, because I think it's very important, is the topic of self-love. I know you heard this a lot of times already, I guess, and it sounds kind of cliche and whatnot, but listen to me. I've been alone most of my life. And with alone, I mean being single. And I, of course, talked a lot to my friends when they were single, to my sisters, to my parents who are divorced and have new partners in the meantime. But in between, we talked about that as well. And we still do, because I'm the everlasting single of the family. But I figured this out for myself, and also comparing my situation to other people's situation while they're single. Many people make their happiness dependent on other people in this specific scenario, on other people's love. As in, they think they can only be truly happy when they're in a relationship and when they're loved by somebody else. I do not deny that this is an amazing feeling. But this is the thing. It feels great when you're happy with yourself too. And it makes life so much easier when you can be content with what you have. And that's what I figured out for myself by discussing, by reading, by thinking a lot. If your main goal is to be happy as like the basic mood, that's going to be really difficult. My basic mood is content with myself, with my life, with my social environment, whatever I have, because that gives space up to being happy, and it minimizes the space down to being sad or not content. You know what I mean? If your basic mood is happy, the room up is very small and the space down is very big. And I think for any of us to be content with yourself, with your life, it's important to love yourself. So let's take Single Celebration Day and work on that, shall we? I mean, this is an invitation. If you think it's bullshit, or you don't like it, or you're not ready for it, or whatever, you you do whatever you want. This is just an invitation. What I would like you to try to do is maybe make a list. Like for me, lists work. That's how I function. Look at all the things that you have, materialistic and otherwise, that give you joy, that give you happiness, that make you feel content. That could be like a certain watch you own, that could be friends you have, that could be what you've achieved so far. Anything, just anything. It's like, you know, like counting beans. Imagine you have 5 beans in your left pocket, and every day you find 5 good things in your life, and you put 1 bean on your right pocket, naming those things. If you find those 5 things every day, you're going to be more aware about what's good in your life and what could make you content, or what already makes you content and even happy. So that's one thing you could do to exercise that self-awareness for yourself, by yourself. And the other thing I want you to do, or I want to invite you to do, is a 2-step exercise. You will need a mirror and some quiet. And I would like you to try just standing in front of the mirror, looking at yourself straight in the eyes, and tell yourself that you love you. I mean it. Look at the person in the mirror and say, I love you. Talk to the person you see in the mirror like it was somebody else. Because I know that this is maybe weird, maybe difficult, strange, whatever your word you want to use for some people. So we're going to do this a little bit more distanced from yourself, but you need the mirror for it, so you still know who you're addressing, which is really yourself. I don't know, try it, like maybe telling yourself 3 times a day with the mirror. And then step 2 would be with a mirror or without. That's up to you, really. You can make it like a step 2-1 and a step 2-2 if you want. So step 2-1 would be you look into the mirror and you say, I love myself. Repeatedly. Like, don't look left, don't look right, up or down. Look yourself straight in the eyes when you do it. Look at yourself when you say it, because you are giving yourself this love and this affirmation of your love. And then step 2.2 would be doing it without the mirror, where you can just, at any random moment of the day, where you have some peace and quiet for it, you can just tell yourself, I love myself. And it's okay if you have days where you cannot say this to yourself. You can think it to yourself. You can pat yourself on the shoulder, whatever. And some days you won't even be able to do that, which is fine. We can be mad with ourselves too. We can be sad. We can be desperate. We can be hopeless sometimes. The thing is, and I'm truly convinced of this, if once you get to the point where you really love yourself, A, you will be able to reach a basic mood of content with all the options that gives you, and B, you won't lose it, at least not as quickly as you might think. It's kind of like riding the bike. Once you know how to do it, you know how to do it. You might get a little rusty and need to exercise again and get your muscles readjusted to it, but you can still do it. And I think it's going to be the same with self-love. So celebrate being single with me today, and start loving yourself with a couple small exercises. Maybe I'm reaching too high, too fast here. So if you say, okay, I want to try this, but this is like too much, too soon, let me know and I'll see what else I can come up with. Happy single celebration day. Share some love with yourself.